Okay, so we're coming towards the end of Torah Tess over here. So, Rav Tai Stalin, we started it a little bit last time. So, we're up to the part of where he begins to teach the Torah that we learned into a Gemara, into a story in Baba Basra with Rav Avrochana. So the kids are again. So the basic idea that we're learning about is that tefillah is the ikar chiyus of the yid. When a person davens and they're davening be'emes, right? They daven be'emes. Then that is a way that tefillah has a capacity of rejuvenating one's chiyus, rejuvenating one's chiyus. And you spoke about the Rav Nachman of the Torah began that there's 12 different shvatim, 12 different gates of tefillah. And that means beproti is that Yid has to daven. That's what we spoke about towards the end of what we saw last time. That Yid has to daven be'emes. You daven be'emes. And then even the klipas and the choshech and the hesterponim and the babulim, which seem to stop a person from davening, are in truth the force. You know, the force that the Rabbanu Shloim Kaviyachol uses to get a person to daven be'emes. Because then you talk about Hashem and you daven about the fact that you can't daven. So it's, you have to daven be'emes. And we explained on a deeper level that corresponds to that emes, that authentic, like, this is what's on my mind, this is what I want to daven for, this is my inyan, this is what I'm going through right now. That corresponds within the soul to the lower three worlds, the lower three universes of Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya, which are places where there's klipas and there's evil, but with that and because of that and through that, there's a certain sense of yesh. That's what a person, the part of you that exists in Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya, is a part of you that that feels a strong sense of self. And usually, that sense of self on a level of Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya is underdeveloped, unrefined, false. But al kopanim, but the tachlis is not to dismantle that. The tachlis is that yesh of Bria Yetzir Asiya should become reoriented to be a proper vessel for the yesh of Hashem, which is Adam Kadmon, which is the highest universe, the highest gilui there is. And so the ultimate tachlis is that you daven with yesh, you daven with emes. And then you're makasha yourself to the tzaddik hador, to the bechinas moisha, like he spoke about in the beginning of Ois Dalet. And the tzaddik hador, the bechinas moisha, is connected to the emes lamitai of Adam Kadmon, so to speak. And so then your yesh, your emes, is able to then be makusher, to be unified with emes lamitai through the tzaddik hador. All that happens is through, that's what we spoke about last time also, is that in order for there to be that union of Adam Kadmon, which is the highest level of Emes, which is Emes Lamitai, the Yesh of Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, with the lower three worlds of Bria Yetzir Asiya, which is your Yesh, you know, and your Inyanim, and your sense of self, the bridge between the two, the way in which they become fused is through Atzilus. Atzilus is the universe of Ayin, of nothingness, of absolute Bittul. So that's what we spoke about last time, that the very idea of you davening about your inyanim and being honest with yourself and with the Rabbanu Shlalom, but knowing that your inyanim are small and your inyanim are silly, but just this is on my mind and this is the inyanim that are bothering me, that brings a sense of bittul. And always being makash, you're davening with the davening of Olv Klai Yisrael, the davening of the Tzaddik Hador, so then you're able to make that yichud. So that's the general idea. So that's where we're up to the Maisa that he quotes from the Gemara Baba Basra. So let's see. Vizep Hirish. So again, by Ois Dalet, second paragraph. Vizep Hirish. This is the Pirish in the Gemara. This is the explanation of the Gemara. Amar Rabba Baruch Hanna. Rabba Baruch Hanna said, Zimne Chada Hava Kazlina B'Madbara. I was once traveling in the Midbar, in the desert. V'Slavi Bahadon Nehutaya. And a merchant, an Arab merchant, was escorting us. He was traveling with us. Dava Shokal Afra Umoyrachle. And every once in a while, I guess he would take a clump of dirt, a clump of offer, and he would smell it. And he would say, this piece of earth is a perfect, you know, if you follow this path, this angle, and you'll get specifically to that place, to a particular place. He's able to show how each piece of earth that he picked up was shaykh to different places. This piece of earth, if you follow this path, it'll get you to that place. This piece of earth, if you follow that path, it'll get you to a different place. Amrinan lay, and then so Rav Ruchan says, we wanted to test him. So Amrinan lay, so we asked him, Kama marchakina mimaya, can you tell from the dirt that you're smelling, how far are we from water? V'amrlan, and he said to us, Havali Afra, give me some earth. Yavinan lay, we gave him earth. Amrlan, and he said, after smelling it, Timnaya parsi, 8 parses were away from water. Taninan, we tested him again, I guess a little bit later. The Avinan lay, and we gave him another piece of earth. Amrlan, and he said, the Merchakinan Tulasa parsi, that this other piece of earth from that direction is 3 parsis away from water. Afichas lay, we then switched the clumps of earth just to test them. Vayachlas lay, we couldn't outsmart him. That's the story. So what does this mean? So he says like this. Again, one time, again, Rav Ruchana says he was going in the Midbar, and this Taya, this Arab merchant, was escorting them. Sarech Yishmol, right? That's the simple pshat, an Arab merchant. Zebachin is Tzadik Hadar. The Sarech Yishmol represents the Tzadik Hadar, Shu Kolo Kol HaTfilas Kimashiach, who, again, like we saw before, is Kolo all the Tfilas of Kal Yisrael, like Mashiach is. Utfila is Zebachin is Sarech Yishmol. Tfilas davening is comparable, is the mashal for that, is the Arab merchant, Moshe Kosov, because it says regarding Yishmol, Ki Shom Hashem al Onyech, that he's called Yishmol, because Hashem listened to your pain. B'targumai, that's the simple words, targum translates, Kabbal Hashem Tzlesech, that Hashem accepted your davening. So the name Yishmol itself already means, it means davening. But not just that, like, again, just in our context, it means Tzlesech, your personal davening. Whereas it's an emistic davening. V'zeh soicher. And that's also why, so Yishmol represents in this context, Yishmol represents the Tzadik Hadar, that's Koil all the Tfilis, as the name Yishmol comes from the concept of accepting Tfilis. V'zeh soicher, and the fact that he's a merchant, the word soicher, ki saviv targum ischar, the word saviv, which means a circle or around, in targum is translated as schar, zebachinas emunah. And that corresponds to emuna, k'mashikasev emunascha svivaisecha. And emuna, as we know, we saw this earlier in many places, that emuna is connected also to davening. V'hiyot of emuna, Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were faithful. The Targum translates, it means that they were outstretched in davening. So soicher yishmol, it means someone that contains within them the essence of all of davening, which is the tzadik hadar. So that's what the story is going on. So Rav Baruchan is traveling in the Midbar. It means in the Midbar of the lower worlds, of Briya Tzionasiya. That's the Midbar, like we spoke about on Shabbos, when Klal Yisrael are traveling through the Midbar, and they go from the place of settling to the next location. So I mentioned from the Ishbitzer, the Ishbitzer said that the Midbar that they're traveling into corresponds to the lower three worlds, the place of destruction and desolation of the lower three worlds, of Briya Tzionasiya. So Rav Baruchan is traveling through the Midbar, and this is davening, but he's traveling with the Tzadik Hadar. He's connecting his davening to him. The Slavin Ba'adan Hutayat, as he says, and this merchant, this Arab merchant is traveling with us, is escorting us. Shekasharnu Esatzmeinu Tzadik Hadar. We're Makashar ourselves to the Tzadik Hadar. Shebuchinis Mashiach, Klali Esatzfila. Okay? V'shokal Afra Umayrach. And then with the Tzadik Hadar, just like we saw in this piece, the Tzadik Hadar takes the Tfilas of every Yid and brings it and directs it to its proper Shar, right? Like he's the Shara Koilel, so he brings all the tefillahs to their proper Shara, that your emes, your authentic davening, should be a way in which you connect authentically to Rabbanu Shalom and rejuvenate your chiyas from its source. So that's the meaning of your Shokal Afra Umarach, that he would take Afar and he would smell it, the Amra, and he would say, Holoduch Teplan, this goes to this place, this goes to that place. Afra, dirt over here is the Bechinas Tefillah. That corresponds to davening. K'ma Shekosav, Yitain Ka'afar Charboi. That it says in Pasuk that he'll that his cheruv will be established, will be placed like offer. The cheruv is a bechinas tefila. Cheruv is also a sword, is a reference to davening. K'ma Shekosav b'charbi b'kashdi, like Yaakovina says that he got the city of Shechem b'charbi b'kashdi, which means his davening. So again, So it says in Pasuk again, Yitin ka'ofer charbay, that offer is compared to a cherev. Cherev means davening, so offer means davening. So in this case, that's what it means over here. Umayrach, and you would smell the offer, and others, ki yesh l'kayach hazeh l'ariach, because the Tzadik Adar, which is a b'chin of Moshe, b'chin of Mashiach, has this kayach of smelling davening, smelling the tefillahs, alidei shu kol kol ha-tefillahs, since he includes within himself all the tefillahs, uksiv tehilasi achatim loch. And it says in Pasuk, my tefillahs, my tehilasi achatim loch, the way he's playing with the words, achatim is from the word chaitim, which means a nose. Tehilasi achatim loch, my tefillahs, your nose should be able to, it should be connected to your nose, it should be connected to it should have a sense, a good smell. V'omar, so again, so that's the meaning over here. Omar, haladach deplan, so the tzaddik hadar smells the offer, smells the tefillah, and is able to direct it to the proper place. Shayadeh shari tefillahs, he knew the gates of tefillahs, v'yadeh kol tefillah shaykh l'shiftai, and how to bring each tefillah to its proper shape. V'amrinan lay. By the way, just one thing. I don't know what this means. The Tzadik Hadar directing tefillahs. I don't know. I don't know what that means. But one thing that, you know, every yid has a bechina of Moshe, bechina of Mashiach, the something. So on some level, we have to do this too. And so sometimes that requires. Sometimes one way to think about this is. You know, I'll give you an example, but then you'll extrapolate it to an adult. Let's say like a kid in school. So a kid asks a question of the Rebbe, and it's a dumb question. Like it's not, you know, but it's his question. He means it sincerely. It's not, he's not trying to make leitzonis, but it's not such a good question. So what does the Rebbe say? Oh, you mean, oh, Yankel means like this, right? So it's sort of like. And then all of a sudden, Yankel's question is not so silly, right? So, you know, that's for children. But it's also good for adults, too. It's also good for adults, too. I don't just mean that when a person asks me a question about a shiur or something like that. I'm talking about whenever you speak to someone and they say something silly, you know. So, whether it's conscious or whether it's in your mind, you say, oh, what you mean... You mean this, right? And then, oh yeah, Taka, that's what I meant. Any time, you know, to touch up what people mean in a deeper way than what they consciously mean. That's part of this. Again, Tzadik Hadar, Tefillah's charm, I don't know. But one way that we could be conscious of that avoid is like when someone says something, your kids, your friends, your wife, yourself, other yidden, whatever it is. When they say something, so obviously you respond to them, but in your mind, you know, it's good to see it as like, I don't know, I'm trying to give an example of, you know, again, I mean, you know, it's like, what was that Karbach line that, you know, he was giving Farbrengen or something for Eged bus drivers? It's like a famous thing, a clip, whatever. And he says, like, you know, when someone asks you or something, like, how do I get to Tel Aviv or whatever, what they're really asking is, like, what am I doing with my life or something like that. You know, so it's a classic Shlomo Karbach. But that's what I mean. That's what I mean. So it doesn't mean that the bus driver now is going to be the person's Rebbe. But it means to touch a Yid. When a Yid says something... When a Yid is talking, Bederach Klal, they're speaking in Bri Yitzi Nasiya language. But you have to translate that, you know, in Adam Kadmai language. That what they're saying is an expression of a somethingness, but really what they're expressing is something much deeper. And then so you say to them, oh, that's, you know, then already they're saying a good kasha, you know. That's something that you can do. You'd be surprised how often when you do that, when the person's, let's say, complaining or whatever it is, and you touch it like that, you'd be surprised how often the complaining stops. You'd be surprised. And it's true, like, you know, on all levels. Whenever it's always good to be able to do that. But that's maybe a little bit of the avoid over here. But again, how the Tzadik Hadar does this with tefillahs, again, I don't know. But for us, that could be something. Anyway, so... So after the tzaddik hador smells the tefillos and so on, so he asked him, now this is interesting, again, how far are we from water? So this whole back and forth. So he smells one offer, va'amr lan havali offer, so give me offer, v'yavina le, we give it to him, and amr lan, and he says, timnaya parsi, oh, from here, it's 8 parsis. Taninan, we repeat the process, v'yavina le, and we gave him another clump of offer, va'amr lan, and he says, oh, t'los the parsi, it's 3 parsis away. Afiches, we switched around, well, yochisle, we couldn't trick him. So, hainu, what does this mean? So again, the question was for the next page, kama, ana merchik mamai, how far are we from water? Mibichinas, shivchi libech kamayim noichach pnei Hashem. So this is interesting because, the offer in the story represents davening. So they are davening, what do you mean? So like they're in the midbar, Rav Ruchan is in the midbar and he's constantly dealing with offer. And now they ask the tzaddik hador, how far are we from water? What does water mean? Shivchi libech kamayim noichach pnei Hashem. Which the truth is, that pasuk of shivchi kamayim libech, what is the mayim over there referring to? So it's like when you sing the nigin, if the heregish is that it's tefillah, right? Shivchi kamayim libech. Chazal say, ein mayim ol Torah. So the truth is that shivchi kamayim libech is really the site of Torah and Tefillah becoming one, which in the model of the Olamos that we've been using, Bria Tzinasi, the lower universe, that's the space of Tefillah by itself. Tefillah means impoverished, nothing, no chias, authentic, real, honest, but below. And then you have Atzilus. Atzilus is the place of Ayin, which is not your ideas, it's what the Rabbanu Shalom wants of you. That's Torah. Atzilus is the world of Torah. It's Shemus HaKdoshim in its root, in its highest form. Atzilus is Shemus HaKdoshim, that's what Torah is. So Atzilus is Torah. And then above that, which is the Yesh of Hashem, so to speak, the Adam Kadmain, that's where Torah and Tefillah merge. Where you're in Yonim, of Bria Tzinasiya are Hashem's in Yanim, which is Torah, and they merge. So Shivchi Kamayim Libech, the question of Rabbi Bruchana is how far are we from water, which is that inyan of Torah and Tefillah coming together. So that's Rabbi Bruchana saying, like I want to get to that place of where that ultimate shlemus, that my Tefillah is rejuvenating my kaiches, that my tefillah should take me, what the Torah is really about, this whole Torah was about, which is that tefillah should rejuvenate my koichis and I should be able to be in full force. So how far are we from water? So Omer Lan, so he says, Timnaya, 8 parsoyas. Bechinas, what does 8 parsoyas means? Hainu limer ha-Taira, shuchamishichum she-Taira, ushloisha tefillas. Chamishichum she-Taira and shloisha tefillas. Five chumashim, 3 tefillos, shachris mechamayrif, that's 8 altogether. Okay, so let's see, taninan, v'yavinle, we repeated, and then we asked, taninan, lashon limud. Taninan is like tanya, right? So it's a lashon of limud. V'achar limud, so we learned. And yavinle, lariach, kamarachik, and mizayis, habachin shomai. Now we gave him offer again to ask him, how far are we from this bechin of water? And amarlan t'lasa parasi. And he said, you're 3 parsayis away. Hayinu shleisha bechinas hatfila. You're far away. You're still 3 tefillos away. The hira lanu simen al zeh, and he showed us a simen on this. Shadayin lo yiganu madrega zay, so we still haven't yet reached that madrega. Shenispal kolkach bekavana at shenishbach libein lofon of kamayim, that our hearts should be able to be poured out like water. V'haraya afoches, and the proof of that was to switch it around. K'mesh kosev av toshev tzur charboi. Says in Pasuk that the Tzur, the rock, the Ribbono Shel Olam, returns his sword, in other words, takes his sword back, and does not establish it in Mulchama. All davening is a cherev, is the sword for Mashiach, to conquer the enemy. And if the tefillos were in such a way, like we've been describing, Then the tzur, the rock, when the Rabbanu Shalom would not take back his sword. And the fact that the sword has been taken back is a siman shadayla negadala madrega, that we haven't yet reached the madrega of shivchi kamayim libech necha p'nei Hashem. So I don't know. Again, I don't know. But what it seems like is, it's an amazing thing. I mean, again, maybe just one kernel to take away from this is that, again, there's two avoidas that Rav Nachman is telling us is in order for the Tzaddik Hador, knows that Tzaddik Hador, Mashiach, Moshe, whatever you, you know, is ready to take our tefillas and to unite it back to its shayrish, to bring you into your proper shar, which rejuvenates your kaiches, and then Knesset Yisrael, you as a member of Knesset Yisrael Bechlal, is able to come with full force, 100%, accessing full of its power. In order for that to happen, you have to do two things. You have to daven authentically, B'ritzi Nasiya. You have to daven with real, a sense of honesty, and you have to learn, because learning is connecting yourself to Atzilus, which is that ayin, that nothingness, that like, okay, whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom says, whatever you want, it's what it says in your Shulchan Aruch, not my Shulchan Aruch. That's Torah. And then, once you have a healthy Bri Yetzi Nasiya, with a overarching sort of framing of Atzilus, which is Bittul and humility, so then the Tzaddik Hador, which is Adam Kadmon, is able to take your tefillas from Bri Yetzi Nasiya, which was your authentic but low-level yesh, and rejuvenated with Hashem's yesh, and then you have, then Klal Yisrael, you and Klal Yisrael now have the cherev, so to speak, of davening is in full force, and the world can be conquered with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the Tzaddik Hador says, well, in order for Shivchi Kemayim Libech, which is that highest Madrega, then you have to daven. Those are the three tefillas. You got to really daven authentically, and you have to learn. So what's interesting is that in the story, the first thing they were able to do, Rabbi Bochanan, is to learn. And obviously he thought he davened also, though he's all going through the Midbar, which means davening. So he thought that he was davening already. So when the Tzaddik Hador says, no, you have to daven and you have to learn, so obviously Rabbi Chana doubles down on his efforts. And then what happens? So he comes back to the Tzaddik Hador, and the Tzaddik Hador says, no, what about now? And the Tzaddik Hador says, okay, you got learning down. Davening still not. It's an amazing thing you see is that evidently, to a certain degree, maybe it's easier to learn than sometimes it is to daven. How's that possible? Torah is not... This type of davening, which is like, maybe what a person sees from here is that, like, truly, truly being like authentic and real in davening is not so simple to do. It's not so simple to do. A person can learn, you know, and again, there's, you know, like the Gemara says, if things happen to a person, then yifashrish b'maisav, you know, you have to investigate your activities. And if you find things and you can't figure out why things are coming from, just assume it's Bithel Torah. So obviously learning is, and you know, not violating the Isra of Bithel Torah is very, very difficult. But evidently it sounds like really davening authentically maybe is even more difficult. Akadei Kach, the Rabbi Baruch Hanna thought that, you know, that when he doubled down on his efforts in davening and learning, so the Tzaddik Hador says, learning you got. He went from 8 to 3. So the Chamisha Chamshitar you took care of. But the 3 tefillas you still have to do. 3 tefillas. I didn't do any of the 3 tefillas. I'm going through the Midbar. No. So it's it's an amazing thing, yeah.
What's the idea of Rabbi Nachman connecting this Torah to Maisa where the Tzaddik is Yishmael and where we also know that like Afar, Gur Avram, and Lut, that they...
You find this in a few places. We've had this a few times already. A lot of the stories of Rav Rechana revolve around him with an Arab merchant. And so there's been a few times Rav Nachman associated this with the Tzaddik Hador. You know, again, I don't know. I have no idea. But, you know, Halavai just Batar's Tefillah, you know, if we know in the Ramban and the Rishon already say that the end of Gaulus is Yishmael. Yeah, I mean, the tail end is Erev Rav, but it's Erev Rav is always, you know, it's like Hamolek. They don't like making themselves known too much. It's always hiding and disguising. So, and that creates the scene for Mashiach to come. So maybe that's why it's referenced to Yishmael. I don't know. Kayach HaTfilah. I'm saying that's the reference that he's saying over here. Yeah, it's the Kayach HaTfilah. That's what he says again. You know, mysterious things. Right.
He wants to learn how to daven.
Yeah, so you see, it's sometimes easier to know how to learn than this to know how to daven. That's what he's saying over here. That's what he's saying over here. But it's a peltek azach that when this happens and there's a real when there's real davening and whatchamacallit and learning and shivchi kemaim libech noichach b'nei Hashem, so then what happens is the tzur, the rock, kviyochel Rabbanu Shalom, takes out the cherev, and he's able to go with milchamis against their enemies. Yeah, this is a lashon rabbeinu. Yeah, I know. I'm not sure. Maybe there's a different pasuk somewhere. I don't know. Huh? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, says retire. I'm not sure. Okay, fine. Okay, let's go a little bit weiter. It's chaval to end on that. That there's no. I'm not a Kveger. It wasn't a Shas Bilchama. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so you have to daven authentically, and learning there is. Authentic daven, mistama, there also is, you know. So authentic daven. That's where Nachman's whole ending of us, and using your own, we spoke about this, using your own tefillas, using your own words, your own lashon, you know. That's part of also what the, that's part of also what the job of the Tzadik Hador is also to bring out the authenticity of people's davening. That's also part of what happens, you know. You know, it's also, I'll tell you, you know, it's also interesting. You know, the Seicher Yishmol is speaking to Rabbi Bruchana. Rabbi Bruchana was there's a Torah later on in Chelik Beis. I've mentioned this Torah a number of times. Rav Nachman says that there's two types of Yidden. There's Dori Mala and there's Dori Mata, right? There's Yidden that live big Bali Madrega, and then there's Dori Mata, people that live that are Dori Mata, that live low. And so Rav Nachman says that the Tzadik Hador has to engage with Dori Mala differently than he deals with Dori Mata. Dori Mala, so he has to tell them, you're very far. Dori Mata, that feel already far, he has to tell them, Mala Kritzkoida, you're very close. Because the truth is, what does it mean? Like the Tanya, like we're talking about authentic davening, emes tika davening. The Baal Tanya writes in Sefer Tanya that emes is titin emes li Yaakov, and the brich, Yaakov is the brich atichain, is mavrich mena katza la katza, which means there's all levels of emes. So to any given madrega, the Tzadik Gador could legitimately and authentically say, nah, it's not emes. On the other hand, he could also legitimately to any madrega say, it's mamish emes. Because authenticity exists on different levels. And if a person is authentic or not, it can be defined as authentic or not. So the difference is, when would the Tzadik Hador say, oh, that's authentic? And when would the Tzadik Hador say, oh, that's not authentic yet? So the answer is, Rav Nachman says later on, in Chelik Beis, in Kimurachim of Yana again, that it depends if he's talking to a Dori Mala or he's talking to a Dori Mata. If you're talking to Rav Avrachana, who's Dori Mala, so of course the Tzadik Gador has to tell Rav Avrachana, nah, you haven't even begun to daven yet. But the people that are Dori Mata, people that are low, people that feel themselves that they're not being authentic and they're Dori Mata, so to that the Tzadik Gador has to legitimately say, no, mamish, that's authentic davening, that's real davening. So So you know, because again, the story ends off with Rabbi Baruchan is saying, being told that he hasn't even begun to daven, even though he's traveling through the Midbar with Afar v'chulu, and he's learning and he has Torah, because you can't deny Rabbi Baruchan that he has Torah. That you can't deny. Torah is objective. Do you know the information? You don't know the information. Can't deny that. But with tefillah, in this type of way of authentic davening, because the nekuda pnimis is not a matter of whether you said the words or not, and not whether you had the kavanas. That's also black and white. But we're talking about authentic, whether you were be'emes, and emes is relative, and it's mavrich, manakotza lakotza, so the Tzadik Gadol could legitimately tell Rabbi Baruchana, you haven't even begun to daven. But that same, but the only reason why he says that to Rabbi Baruchana is because Rabbi Baruchana is Dori Mala. But to Yidden that are Dori Mata, like our generation, then what would the Tzadik Gadol say? Of course the Tzadik Gadol would say that you're davening authentically because we're Dori Mata. And that would be 100% true. Because to any given Madrega, any level of MS is MS. And so I guess that's the tefillah for us to daven that Nishmas Moshe Tzadik Gadol should be defined. Torah is objective. There is, right? Every other day we there's another koil opening up and another yeshiva and everything's being translated into Shivim L'Shoinis and more than Shivim L'Shoinis. It's a lot of, we all know much more than our ancestors, that's for sure. So, and even though you'll have Yechidim, the Gedolei Hador, you know, of the older generations, and you know, we're towering giants, Yechidis, but Klal Yisrael, has to be seen as one entity. And as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, there's one entity. So the great, you know, skyscrapers are not as tall, but that those yediyas and that connection to Torah spreads out, you know, more evenly amongst the population of Klal Yisrael, and altogether is actually much more Torah. So Torah we have, and since we're Dari Mata, the Tzadik Gadol should say that we have tefillah too. It's authentic, and once that happens, like Rav Nachman says, then the reverse of the pasuk is instead of it being avtash of tzur charboi v'leikem oisav b'melchama, then fakert, then tzur, which you all know, you know how Hashem is referenced, you know, in Eretz Yisrael with the word tzur. So then, when the tzur, instead of returning his sword, adarabba, the sword will be able to go out and conquer enemies, because the ultimate. When that Yesh of Hashem emerges, because that's what we're talking about, creating a dynamic in which the Rabbanu Shalom's Yesh is able to emerge through our Yesh. When the Rabbanu Shalom reveals his Yesh, then automatically that conquers enemies in a way of Melchama, but in a way of Rachmim. In other words, the example being given would be, let's say, by Makkos Bechoros. Makkos Bechoros was a Bechin of Melchama. It says, in Chazal even make a point of this, that in the context of Makkos Bechoros was a civil war within Mitzrayim. So Makkos Bechoros is seen al pidin as a bechina of Melchama against Mitzrayim. And how did Makkos Bechoros happen? Makkos Bechoros happened through the Rabbanu Shalom, the famous word from the Rabbanu from Shischa. Rabbanu said that the way Makkos Bechoros happened was by the Rabbanu Shalom coming into Mitzrayim, aniv lo malach, aniv lo shlich, aniv lo yacher. When the Rabbanu Shalom's Yesh of Anoichi Avaya Lekecha emerges, then the only people that can withstand that are those people that their Yesh is an extension of Hashem's Yesh, which is Knesset Yisrael. Automatically, everyone else falls apart. It's automatic. That's a Melchama Barachmim, where it's not even have, it's automatically nothing else exists. It's rooted in Yosef Tzadik. When Yosef says Ani Yosef, so as a prerequisite for that, he tells all the Mitzrayim to get out. That's foreshadowing Makkos Bechoros, which is foreshadowing the emergence of Hashem's Yesh Amiti into the world. And we channel that Yesh Amiti by connecting our authentic Yesh Davening of Bri Yetzir Asiyah with Torah. That Shivchi Kamayim Libech Noichach Pnei Hashem. And then the Tzur is able to bring out his Cherev in order to be Kavish Melchama. And that's the Bezer Hashem, we should be able to see that, yeah? Huh? No, the Baal Tanya says that authenticity. I'm not talking about emes and what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I'm talking about authenticity. How real are you? How real are you? How much is what you're saying, do you really mean? That, the Baal Tanya writes in Sefer Tanya, is a brich hatich and a mavrich man akotze lakotze. And there's madregas of emes on all levels. So when a person says something, is the person being honest? Is their davening being honest or not? That's up to us. That's the Rabbanu Shalom can teach that either way. And so that's what Rav Nachman says, that if you're a Dari Mala, then the Tzadik Hadar will teach it that, no, you're not being honest. Because he needs you to be humbled and to push yourself more. But if you're a Dari Mata, in any way you feel a million miles away, then the Tzadik Hadar will teach it to be emes in order to be Makar of Yuvaiter. And so that's the that's what I'm trying to the Torah's tefillah, that in our days it should be the other way around. Okay. I guess we'll stop with this, Bezer Hashem. Next time we'll finish the piece, Bezer Hashem.